Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord. Good evening out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, and I'm here with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and we're here to bring the wonderful plan of salvation. We'd like to thank Jesus for another opportunity to seek him and to glorify him while he yet may be found. I just thank the Lord for victory over the enemy and for victory over sin, Lord. I just thank him for his life, health, and strength, and for grace and mercy, long-suffering, Lord. I'm just so grateful to be able to be in the presence of the Lord, and I am going to, I just want to talk to you a minute before Prophet comes forth with the word this evening. I want to talk about persecution. I just really want to just get into the word real quick, because the enemy comes in all sorts of shapes, fashions, forms, and dimensions that we can't even imagine. So we've got to get in the presence of the Lord. We've got to seek him, and we need his Holy Spirit to be kept and to maintain. And for those of you who are just tuned in, with the persecution of the church, many people, when you think about persecution, you're reminded of those people that are overseas in the third world countries, and you think about hunger, you think about famines, you think about pestilences, and we remember those commercials with Feed the Children, and you're like, oh my gosh, and they're starving them, and they're in hiding. Those are the natural things that we can see with a natural eye, but many people don't realize that this is a spiritual war. This is a spiritual warfare battle that we're going through, and the Lord said, blessed are those who endure to the end. They shall be saved. The overcomers shall see God. But when many people are starting to see things, they don't realize with the persecution of the church, a lot of it is spiritual. And the manifestation of all of it doesn't come until later, okay? The persecution of the church is more spiritual than natural. And you've got to understand that. So in Acts chapter 4, verses 9, it says, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto us, unto thy servants, that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that the signs, wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken with them all together in unity to pour out the Holy Spirit. And the key word there is unity. But it's important to trust in the Lord thy God, even during these days and the age and the time that we're in. Many people who are really trying to seek and to hold on to God's unchanging hand are really being persecuted. You're not going to see it in the natural sense. You're not seeing the cries of the saints. You're not seeing how they're sowing in tears. But, you know, the Lord sees all and he knows all, and his eyes are there beholding the good as well as the evil. But again, he wants me to continue to stress the issue in regards to the persecution. The enemy is persecuting people with threatenings, and we're talking about spiritual threatenings. We're not talking about the natural threatenings. Yes, the natural threatenings will come down the road, but you got to be prepared even in the spiritual sense. The enemy's going to come. He's going to mess with your mind. He's going to mess with you spiritually, them that you love, those that you care about. You got to be prepared for these things. The things that we read about with the disciples of old and the prophets of old that went through and overcame, we're reading the end result. But you didn't understand what the persecution was like when they were going through it, when John the Baptist was in prison, not knowing day to day whether he would be delivered or not. We don't know these things, and many people are going through trials and tests, and they're going through things and having treatments done and health issues and having the trial, literally trials of their life. And we have to maintain that Jesus Christ is real, and whether he delivers or not, he is still God. He is still the first, the last, the beginning and the end. He is still our everlasting Father, a mighty God, a present help in the time of trouble. But the enemy comes, and this is why he said, behold their threatenings, because the enemy comes, and what he wants to do, even with the spirit of the mind, if he could just tackle with you a little bit bit just to kind of get to meddle with your confidence, eh? That's why they asked for the boldness and the confidence, because the confidence is in with the doubt. If he could destroy the confidence, then there's doubt, and then you're not standing on your most holy faith. And see, faith is what moves God, and the manifestations of signs and miracles and wonders, they are manifested to perfect that which is lacking in the faith. But you first got to stand on your most holy faith to move the Lord, to do these signs, to do the works of healing and deliverance and the power of God, shaking foundations so much that the manifest Holy Spirit is in the place, that he feels all of them, and they began to speak the word with boldness by his Holy Spirit, and the praying, then they're able to get their prayer language to speak in unknown tongues in a way that the enemy cannot interpret what they're speaking to that Savior about. Okay, so it's important that we pray and we seek the Lord, and we reverence his presence, and we trust in him with our whole heart, and understand that the persecution, hey, he doesn't give us all of the different ways in which the persecution is going to come spiritually. Well, we're sitting up here, and many people don't realize that we're being tested and trial. Even our sons, our daughters, our husbands, our wives, our mothers, and our fathers, they don't really understand what we're going through spiritually, and how the Lord is having us walk and to test our faith to see where we stand with him, you know. So we got to make sure that, because nobody knows our story. They don't know our end result like Jesus knows our end result. So we can't have our walk be before men, but we got to walk before Jesus, knowing that he is watching and that he is searching the reins of our heart to know whether we're genuinely for him or not. Amen. But without further ado, we're going to have Prophet come forth with the word of God.
Amen. We thank Pastor Terrell Hawthorne for that powerful word in regards to, we know the situation, we know the circumstances, and we know we're the end times. And persecution is going to come. And you got to be not, what's the best word to say? If you don't think that you're being persecuted, you're not of Christ. It's just that simple. If you don't think that persecution's here, you don't think that you're being pushed in a corner spiritually, then something is wrong with you. You have checked out spiritually. I'm just keeping it real. And everyone that knows anything in regards to when I speak to truth. I speak the truth on the power and authority that Jesus has given me. And the blood is not going to be on my hands. So I have to speak the truth. And we are being persecuted. And this is not like what Pastor said in regards to, yes, we see what happened in other countries, but here, right now in the United States, and I'm speaking to the ones in the United States, I'm speaking to the ones abroad, because the ones abroad know what time it is. Because they're being persecuted. They're being told that they can't pray here. They're being told that they can't assemble here. Here in the comforts, in your glutton Christianity here in the United States, we're so comfortable in our faith, in our belief that, oh no, clearly, surely this is not going to happen here. And that's what it's doing right now. It's happening here. Just like it's happening overseas. There are many men and women of Christ that are dying for the name of him, Jesus, in other countries. We just don't see it here because we're not looking with a spiritual eye. We're looking with a natural eye. And this is just lining up what the Lord is telling me in regards to what he wants me to speak about tonight in Ephesians, the fourth chapter. But you must realize and recognize that we're in war. We're in the war right now. And the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but what? The ones that endure to the end shall be saved. And we must girdle ourselves up to be the long term. We're not in it for the short term. If you're in for the short term, you're like that seed that's going by the wayside. Those different seeds that they talked about in regards to the parable. No. We're here to stand on the foundation of Christ. We're here to waver, not waver at all. We're here. Not to waver. Not to compromise. But to stand on the foundations of Christ. And in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, I'm just going to read a few verses. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you. This is Ephesians 4 chapter, starting with the first verse. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And I'm going to stop there. And I just want to say one thing to everyone out there. And I'm just going to get it crystal clear, everybody, because I speak with people all the times, and I ask them, what are you called to do? And most of them looked at me with a bewildered look, and they absolutely don't know what I'm talking about. They said, I don't know. I'm still trying to find my way. We're all called to do something, even if it's to compel men and women to come to Christ. We're here. And I'm just going to read down a little farther later on, but we're here to do something. We're just not on this earth just to exist and suck up air here. We're here and called to do something. But first and foremost, and the most important thing is what the second verse said. We are with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love. We must show love first and foremost. Before you even get your callings as apostles and pastors and teachers and so forth, you go forth. You must go forth all this in love. Love, love, love. Love your enemies. Love the ones of the household of faith. Love everyone. That's extremely important. That's the most important thing. That's why the Bible speaks so much about love. And it's extremely important to use love and walk worthy of your calling. Walk worthy of your calling. What do you mean by walk worthy of your calling? That means with what? With lowliness and gentleness. Not puffed up like, I am apostle here. I am prophet this. I'm teacher here. First, this is a lonely way. This is not a pompous way. This is not putting yourself out there up on a pedestal and letting people just sit there and worship and adore you. No, this is the lonely way. I don't see nowhere in the scripture where that happened with the disciples, with Jesus. They walked worthy of the calling that Christ himself, when he came here, he was like, no. No, I'm not going to do it this way. With the Pharisees and the scribes, when they was putting themselves up on a pedestal, when they was very pompous and even calling him this and calling him that, he still was just walk was a lonely way. He walked this with a gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with another in love, even in spite of foolishness. Despite foolishness, despite them laughing at him, mocking him, knowing that he was the Son of God, he still went forth. Walking worthy of his calling. Even when he was with his relatives. And the relatives didn't receive him. St. Mark, the 6th chapter, we talk about that. When he went into his own country, you mean his own countrymen didn't receive him? And he was astonished of the unbelief. And they thought that he wasn't worthy because of the title of him being a carpenter's son. And this is, I'm going somewhere with this in regards to this. Because this is what people do. They look at our history. They look at our past. They look where we was from. They're not looking at the God in us. They're not looking at the Spirit in us. They're looking at where we was from. Where we came from. This is why you must stand on this most holy faith in Christ. Walking worthy of your calling. Not worrying about what they're saying. Not worrying about what they're doing. Not being concerned how they receive you. It doesn't matter. You're here to do the will and purpose of Christ. That's what your concern is. Not how they receive you. Not what they say about you. If they mock your name. If they scandalize your name. You know who you are. You know what you're doing. When they lie on you, you know what time it is. You know the persecution is going to come there. Where they're going to lie. They're going to be deceitful. They're going to speak all manners of evil against you. So you must, throughout this, walk worthy of the calling that Christ has called you. And I'm going to read it down a little farther for those that don't realize that they're being called. And we're going to go to the 10th verse. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be what? Apostles? Some prophets? Some evangelists? Some pastors and teachers? For the equipping of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So we're here to edify the body of Christ. So if you're not walking worthy of the calling, how are you edifying the body of Christ? If you're not able to accept and stand on your own two feet and realize that God has called you. Not only has God called you, he's chosen you and you've been chosen. Knowing all this, this is a task that you, this is a task. This is something that you have to realize, marinate, come to the comprehension. Now, I got to go forth. I gotta go forth. I can't go forth shady. I can't go forth in and out, lukewarm. I have to be all about my Father's business, completely. Walking worthy of the calling that Christ has called me. Not in other people's business, not being a gossiper. No, showing people, men and women, that Christ is real. And you can live a life of fulfillment and Christ be real in your life. Walking worthy of the calling that Christ has called you. And it's a terrible situation that we see right now. Because we see men and women of Christ that even put titles behind their names. Some have been called by Christ and some have put man titles. But we don't see them walking worthy of the calling. You don't see them, the abilities of what walking into the worthy of the calling is. Because the Bible speaks in regards to when you're called and you're chosen by Christ, there are certain things that will follow those that believe. He said miracles, signs, and wonders to follow those that believe. That's what he says. So if you're called, you're walking worthy of the calling in Christ, you need to get in a place where you can pray to Christ in the Spirit and let Jesus' Spirit lead and guide you to do these things. To find out in your community what you need to do, walking worthy of your calling. This means that you must get down on your knees and you must seek advice not from man, but from Christ. How do you seek advice from Christ? By praying in the Spirit, reading your word, and asking Jesus for guidance in your life. Yes, the Lord has blessed us to have leaders, and we have some wonderful leaders out there, and we have some bad leaders too. But in order to know where you stand with Christ, in order to know what direction you need to go in Christ, you need to walk worthy of your calling. Knowing walking worthy of your calling, you must build that relationship with Christ. And this is the times and the place that we're in right now that we must have that personal relationship with Christ. That we can't depend on our pastor. We can't depend on that apostle. We can't depend on that bishop, that elder, or that to basically seek God for us. We must seek God for ourselves. This starts with a relationship at home. And I know this pandemic and all that been going on and so forth. This is the time not to say, okay, I'm going away from Christ. Draw closer to Christ. This is the time where people's calling should come out more than ever. It is not in the church, in a church setting, that and most of the time it don't even occur like that. It's out in the hedges and highways compelling men and women to come to Christ. It's where they are. Meeting them where they are. No matter where they be at. Speaking the word under the power and authority that Christ has called you. Seeing into their lives that is what they need. As a body of Christ. Walking worthy of your calling. Not imitating somebody else's ministry. Not imitating somebody else's word. But getting a true word from what? From Christ. Because there's a lot of imitators. A lot of people imitate. They see somebody doing this and they'll imitate it. I can't be in no one else's sphere. And you can't be in my sphere. So don't even try to front. Don't try to fake me out in regards to that. If you try to get in somebody else's sphere, Jesus knows. This must be something that you must do in regards to walking worthy of your calling. So stop fronting. Stop acting like you have the Holy Spirit. Some of you out there don't even have the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is not reigning in you. But you're acting like the Spirit is reigning in you. And Jesus is not hearing from you at all. I'm here to tell you, and the Lord has spoken through the prophetic. The Lord is not with you. And you know the Lord is not with you. And you're just going through the motions. Because you're not walking worthy of your calling. Because you have not even did that first step. You have not even received His Spirit. And this is what all propaganda to you. This is the business to you. But it's not a business. This is a walk of life. This is not lacing up my pockets. Trying to get paycheck to paycheck. That's what your messages are based on. They're based on what kind of check you're going to get. What kind of money you're going to get from your ministry. That's not what it's about. That's not walking worthy of your calling. That's walking worthy of the calling of what? Satan. And I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Because there's many women out there that are suffering, needing the word of God, and you're too foolish to see that. And you know what? You see it, but you don't care. Because you're not in it for the long term. You're in it for your own self-glory, your own self-gain. And this is contrary to the word of God. I'm here to put you out on Front Street. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. that your ministries don't go no farther because you're out there for propaganda. And there's Christians out there being persecuted that need the true living word of God to come forth from the apostles, from the prophets, from the evangelists, from the pastors, from the teachers, the ones out there that are desiring to seek Christ like they have never sought him before. There's a lot of work that needs to still be done, and we need to walk worthy of our calling to get it done. So I'm here to tell you that we can get it done tonight. We can get it done as we go forth. This is not the time to be giving up right now. We're in our perilous times. Yes, we are in perilous times, but there's a remnant, and the remnant is us to go forth to continue to do his will and purpose. No longer can we say, oh, Lord, 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 I'm not ready. I'm not ready. No, you're worthy. You're worthy and you're ready. You're worthy of the calling that God has called you. And there's many people out there that are bewildered right now knowing what you're called to do. If you don't know what you're called to do, just start speaking Christ to people in the people's lives. And the Lord will direct you. Just tell people about Christ. Tell them how good he is to you in your life and what he's been to you in your life. If you can't say anything else in regards to him, just tell them how good he's been to you. Spread the gospel. Do it in joy. This is not a miserable way. Do it in joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And just by speaking a simple word into people's life, you can change. You can change the circumstance. You can change the situation in somebody's life. Just by a simple word. But I thank the Lord for giving me the word. But we must walk worthy of the calling that Christ has called us. And don't take down for the enemy. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. We encourage your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. Until next time, God bless you.